This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد Brothers and sisters, imagine we just listen to the Quran behind our Shaykh, mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and grant him the noor of the kalam that he has given him in his heart, in his life, inshallah. Imagine the state of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, who listened to this kalam for the first time. Besought Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the voice of the one who received the kalam of Allah, in the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Take the ayat which Shaykh recited, some surah Nuh. Imagine the Sahaba while listening to this recitation. And Rasulullah ﷺ is reciting, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. Now imagine the Sahabi standing behind the Nabi عليه السلام. And he's listening. He's a human being like you and me. Maybe he made some mistake, maybe he did something. And here is the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Seek forgiveness from your Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. And he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. And he will send upon you rain. بِيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will help you and he will give you imdad and he will support you with wealth and with children. And he will give you gardens and he will give you rivers. Imagine what they must be feeling. We listen to the same kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us khushu in our salah, that we listen to the kalam with the ihsas, with the sense and with the awareness of who is speaking, whose kalam is it. And that is why Nuh alayhi salam says, ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا وقد خلقكم مطوارا. And who is this Allah? ألم تروا كيف خلق الله سبع سماوات طباقا وجعل القمر فيهن نورا وجعل الشمس سراجا والله أنبتكم من الأرض نباتا. Just think about this. Imagine this is the kalam of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, La ilaha illallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Nuh alayhi salam is saying to his people, basically, He says, what is the matter with you? How is it that you do not have the awe and majesty and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your hearts? How is this possible that you do not have the glory and majesty of Allah in your hearts? Subhanallah. And then he says, وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا, and he truly created you in stages of development. And he says, لا إله إلا الله. He says, do you not see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the seven heavens, one above the other? And then he placed in those seven heavens the sun, وَجَعَلَ الْقَمَرَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا, and he put there the qamar, the moon, as a lamp, and he put the shams, he put the sun as a radiant lamp. So moon is like a lamp, but it's like reflected light, and the sun is the one which gives the light itself, which is also something that we know today scientifically. Now the point here is that, and there are many ayat in the Quran al-Kareem where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His glory and His majesty. In Surah An-Naba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا, and so on. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned all of these. His atwar, he said, Allah gave you this, and He gave you, made the earth, and He made the mountains, and He gave you sleep as a blessing for you, and He gave you azwaj, He gave you your spouses, and so on and so on, right? Now, these are signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when we listen to the Quran, when we read the Quran, when we stand in salah, the whole idea is to have this glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. To bring it into the heart, to reflect on it, to think about it, and say that here I am standing and listening to this divine message, this divine words which were spoken first by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam spoke them to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke them to the Sahaba, and through them we get these words. And that is how they had the effect. The Quran is first and foremost the spoken word. It is not the written word. It's a spoken word. It was heard, and the sound entered the heart. The words and the meanings and the sound entered the hearts of people, and it changed their hearts. Imagine today we wonder how somebody changes. And you say, when so-and-so changed, how come they changed so fast? Right? How did they change so fast? Is it real? First and foremost, it is none of your business. If you look at somebody is changing, it is none of your business to judge them and say, is it real, it is not real. Their change is their change. What is it to you? But if you really want an answer, see the state of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, for example. What can be a bigger change than the change of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu? Here is a man who pulls out his sword, naked sword in the hand. He announces that he is going to go and he is going to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He makes this announcement openly. I am going to kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he heads there. And after that, complete change, right? 180 degrees change. Why? Because he heard the Quran. He heard the Quran al-Kareem in his sister's house. We know the whole story. I won't go into the details. But he heard this ayat of Surah Taha in his sister's house, and completely it changed his life. And the same man who went to kill Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam became the greatest friend of Rasulullah sallam, the greatest supporter of Rasulullah sallam, and remained true like that throughout his life. A man for whom Rasulullah sallam said, if Umar goes one way, and if shaitan is coming in the opposite direction, when he sees Umar, shaitan changes his direction. He takes another street. He will not cross Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. Right? Imagine. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, he made dua. He said, Ya Allah, give me shahada. I want to die as a shaheed. So his daughter, our mother, Ummana Hafsa, she said to him, she said, my father, how can you die a shaheed when you are in Medina? You are in the safest place in the whole, you know, Muslim rule. The jihad and the war is happening in Iraq, and it is happening in Qadisiyah, in near Iran. Hey, you are here in Medina. There is no danger here. Says Umar radiallahu anhu said, my job is to ask Allah. That's it. It is for Allah to give. Then what happened? He was leading Salatul Fajr. He was reciting Quran, leading Salatul Fajr. SubhanAllah, imagine. When Allah wants to give, Allah gives the best. If Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu had been shaheed walking in the market, he would still be shaheed. But no, Allah gives him the best. He's leading Salatul Fajr as the Imam, reciting Quran when the man comes and stabs him. So he is dying in a state of wudu in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. In Fajr, reciting Quran. This is the inam in Allah Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's gift. I make dua, we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to bring the reality of His glory and majesty into our hearts. To fill our hearts with His Noor and with His Khashya and with His Azama and His glory and majesty, and to change our lives in a way that He is pleased with us, inshallah, and to take us in a state where He is pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.